Hello and welcome to the Aftershock Podcast, where we bring you news, reviews, and more. I'm Mike, and this is...
Alex.
All right, let's go ahead and get this started. Alex, what have you been playing this week? Or doing, or watching?
For starters, I've been playing a little bit of Mass Effect 2, playing as my black character. No offense to all you black guys, but have you noticed how funny it is whenever you have the white guy's voice over the black guy? Anyways, I'm playing as a black guy, making him really evil, being evil to everybody. Having fun running around with Kasumi. If you remember to our earlier podcast, I actually really hated Kasumi, but now that she's actually a useful character throughout the game, it's not so bad. I've become a little bit lighthearted.
What you need to do, though, is change your motto on Xbox Live to stop saying you have a date with Kasumi, though, because you hated her. So I'm getting tired of seeing that.
Or maybe it's different. Maybe it scarred me so much that I just don't even bother changing it. It's just...
No, you need to change it. Just change it.
Well, maybe it can be rectified with this next DLC. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and throw some news in here, by the way. We are rolling. Next DLC, here we go. All right, on this next DLC, which really is called Overlord. So far, it looks like it's going to be... there's a possibility it could be using the Firewalker DLC that came out in... I think it was, what, early April?
I think it was, like, late April.
Okay.
Something like that. I don't know.
It was sometime in April. You guys look it up. Sorry if we're
wrong. We'll link dump his review of it, by the way.
Apparently, it's going to take place on 5 levels set across one planet. Other than the fact that it's probably going to be using the Hammerhead Hover Mako, whatever you want to call it, and that it's going to be on one planet. There's no other news other than it's going to be 560 Microsoft points or $7. And as far as we can tell, June is the release date, but no specifics. So here's the hoping that Kasumi can take a back seat and relax from me badgering her for sucking and all that stuff.
Yeah, you may also want to mention, like you were elaborating on a little bit, we assume this isn't actually, we don't know for sure, considering it's going to be using the Hammerhead, that, like he said, it may require that DLC.
Yeah.
So that could be a very weird, or it may give you the Hammerhead if you only have the one DLC.
Now, I remember correctly, wasn't the Hammerhead free as long as you had the Cerberus network? I'm trying to remember.
I don't honestly remember because I never got it. I think it actually cost something, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I want to say it was free because it came out. It didn't have any achievements with it. It was just like a couple levels. That's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, if it is required and as long as you have the Cerberus network, you should be good to go.
If you don't have the Cerberus network, that's $15.
Yeah. But hey, at least you're getting a lot of content out of that.
Paying $15 for a bunch of weapons and some armor in the game.
Yeah, and more DLC to come. So, but since I got the Mass Effect 2, I've been playing Oblivion. I actually went out and bought out Oblivion and Fallout again because I actually picked up my 16 gig flash drive for the 360. $70. That hurt a lot. But so far, I'd have to say it's worth it. I thought it was good. For 360 owners like me, who are like 5 people out there other than me. Hi guys, how you doing? Who have the original 360-ish, you know, the original hard drive that's like 15 gigs. This is like a gift from the heavens because I really don't want to buy a new 360 right now. Because it's still over $100, which... Okay, $70 versus over $100, $200, whatever. It's just a no-thought thing. I just went out and bought it and... So far, it's been great. I might get another one later in the year to put RE5 and other games I might download on. I've put all my Fallout and Oblivion DLC, and it just works like a charm. I love it. So, I went out and bought those. I've also been playing Battlefield Bad Company 2. Not too much, but I played a few games here and there. It was a few online games. I was staying at my friend's, which, of course, he lagged out shortly thereafter. But
which means you lagged out too.
I was sad because I wanted to play a little bit. I was bored. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning. I was kind of tired. I needed something to wake me up, and we couldn't play online. So Oblivion had to do the trick. But Well, see, I'm gonna pull a complete awesome twist here again for all you people who are normally used to our formula. We're just gonna like kick that to the roadside. Here's some more news.
This is changing. It's hurting my brain. I'm afraid of change. Stop it.
I suppose you could add this to what I've been doing this week, but as most of you know, the pre-order went up for Fallout New Vegas this week, and so yeah, you can pre-order that along with the collector's edition. I believe you can put $5 down on both, even though the collector's edition is $80. And also, we got in-depth news on the collector's edition, which it comes with quite a bit of stuff. It's a little bit more, I guess. I wanted to say kitty-like compared to the Fallout 3, but then I don't know. It came with a bobblehead, the Fallout 3 collector's edition. But
Okay, if you think the bobblehead's more kitty than a lunchbox, I think you're a little insane.
Well, I'm just saying. Okay. Well, here,
A
I'll
lunchbox
let you
with a
guys
cartoon
decide.
character on it.
So, here's the list for what we've got in the collector's edition. All right, you've got seven Lucky Seven poker chips. Now, a lot of this is going to revolve around gambling because that's the big new off-story feature in Vegas is obviously the gambling, which you know Australia's probably gonna ruin that for us. I'm sorry, all you Australians, but you know you're gonna do it. So we
He
got
doesn't
seven poker.
actually mean it.
Well, not hurtfully. It's just that you know somebody over there in Australia is gonna go, "Oh my God, this is like with the drugs in Fallout 3. We need to get rid of gambling, even though it exists everywhere."
They probably won't
Literally.
get rid of that. They'll probably just change the names of the drugs in the game again, which they probably already did anyway.
Oh well, but anyways, all right. We've got seven lucky poker chips, a fully customized Fallout New Vegas deck of cards. You can actually somehow, I'm guessing these, with the exception of pictures and whatnot, they'll work exactly like poker cards, considering they said you can actually use that in the poker blackjack or the original game that Obsidian has created for Vegas. There's also a recreation of the game's Lucky 38 Platinum chip, which I guess is super special awesome. A hardcover graphic novel, which I'm actually looking forward to. I absolutely love graphic novels, so regardless if it's Fallout or whatever, I'm going to look at it.
Which part are you most looking forward to, the pictures or the words?
The pictures, guy. I have to say, with the one I can remember, one of the first graphic
So
novels
you
I
admit it, you
actually
finally can't read. Good work.
one of the graphic novels I actually first hopped into was the Halo graphic novel, which I loved, and I wish they would come out with a second one. But lastly, besides the hardcore graphic novel, we've got the Making of Fallout New Vegas DVD and documentary. Goes through all that stuff about making it, obviously. All the
I didn't know a documentary
well,
went about
no,
things
of
about
course
making
not.
the
You
game.
wouldn't know. That's what I'm here for. I'm informing you.
I'm stupid, apparently.
Remember that Vegas is going to be $60 for the regular edition. The collector's edition is $80, and obviously for PC it would be $10 cheaper. So PC would be 50 and 70.
Do I get to talk finally?
Well, I guess you can. I mean, if you want to go on and talk about what you've been doing and stuff. I mean, I can hog it if you want to. I could do this as a one-man show,
I would
but
love to talk, Master. No.
All right, go ahead.
Let's see, what have I been playing this week? Halo Reach. Yep. A lot of Halo Reach. I played Generator Defense, which came out the other day, yesterday to be exact. Really, really, really fun game type. Played like 20 or 30 of those. It's supposed to be stress testing the server, so it's kind of laggy for some people, so it's kind of hard to play with a few of my friends because their internet isn't all the best. But yeah, that's really fun. I went back and decided to start playing Legend of Zelda: The Minish Cap because I haven't played that yet, and I'm having fun playing that. And I've played, just due to a podcast I listened to the other day because I couldn't seem to get a hold of any other copies because I don't have a DS. I've been playing Pokémon Emerald for some stupid reason,
Wow.
and I don't know why. All because of this podcast. They were talking about it, and I'm like, oh, they were talking about the good Pokémon. I want to play the good Pokémon, and the only one I could get my hands on is Emerald.
I have to
Only.
admit, I went back a couple months ago and tried that as well to play, was it? It might have been Emerald as well, maybe it was Diamond, but anyways, I'm sorry I got bored. Anyways, continuing on.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to play the remakes for the DS, but that ain't happening. But yeah, I'm playing that right now due to a podcast I listened to the other day, and I'm kind of entertained by it, but I'm more entertained by playing Legend of Zelda because I love Legend of Zelda.
Yay.
So I'm going through that, and that's basically been it. I have yet to play. I haven't finished Brutal Legend, which I'm supposed to finish. I haven't finished any of the other games I have stacked up over there. All it's been is Reach taking up my time, and now Zelda. So, and speaking of Pokemon, since I mentioned that like 2 seconds ago, actually it was a little more than 2 seconds.
Okay, well,
since
what,
we're injecting news, huh?
I said, what? We've got Awesome Twist Part 3 here?
No, we're injecting news into what we're supposed to be talking about ourselves. So we're awesome like that. They finally revealed the new Pokemon. Oh boy. Their names are in Japanese, so I'm not going to bother pronouncing them because I'll probably end up cursing some person out in Japanese, and I would love not to do that. They've also shown off the two characters you'll be playing as, which look like every other trainer you play as in every other Pokemon game.
From what I understand, what is it, Pokemon Black and White?
Yeah, it's called Pokemon Black and White, and it's supposed to change Pokemon forever. And I mean, when all the Pokemon games that have come out in recent memory are all generally the same thing, you're not changing anything. I'm sorry. So, I don't really care. I don't really think I'm going to ever play this. I personally would rather play the remakes of Crystal, because
I know who's going to get it. I know who's going to get it. All right, I have to say this. All right, in high school, there was a guy. His name was Mark. He was pretty fat, and he was in ROTC and stuff, and he's kind of in his own little sect of Pokemon-loving groups and whatnot. So, I can only imagine he's going to run out and buy this, because, dude, when Crystal came out, he, like, freaked over it. And I'm still wondering, why would you freak over that in high school? You can still love it, just don't, blow it out in high school, otherwise you're in trouble. Just throw it, shut up with all
you
people.
I don't mind people liking Pokemon at whatever age they want to. It's, the video games are fine. If you still like watching TV series and such, if you're, like, 20, yeah. I like up to Crystal. I liked Fire Red, the remake of the original Pokemons, which seemed really fateful to me.
Yeah.
But I have not really liked any of the newer ones, so I'm trying Emerald just to see if it's any good. Just because I can't play the remakes of Gold and Silver, because I love Gold and Silver.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give that a shot, and I guess I'll be chronicling my adventures. I'm currently about to get my first badge, so I guess we're going to see what happens next week. And
next week on the next episode of Pokemon Mike.
Because I've been playing this in Legend of Zelda at the same time, and currently I'm in the first dungeon of Zelda. So there's a lot going on there. I'm really liking the story in Minish Cap so far, and I'm excited because I haven't played a Zelda game in a long time, and Zelda's like one of my most favorite franchises next to like Halo and Call of Duty and Kingdom Hearts and stuff like that. So I guess we can go ahead and get into other stuff besides, Pokemon and all
that. I guess we'll quit injecting news into our everyday lives and finally
Why should we quit injecting news when we could just throw more news in?
be prepared to catch some news, people. Here comes some news. All right. First up, we've got the latest Left 4 Dead 2 mutation. For those
Hold
who have...
Quick.
What?
Normally at this point in the podcast, we would also have the DLC for Splinter Cell Conviction, but somebody forgot it came out on Thursdays.
And I kind of got rid of mine. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, so you'll find out what this week's is next week when you can't get it.
Who knows? Well, but you might get two for one.
Yeah.
But no, back to before I was rudely interrupted by people.
I hate you.
We've got the latest Left 4 Dead 2 mutation for all those who have the passing DLC, which is the Last Gnome on Earth, which basically all it is you can go through any campaign and carry them out to the end.
Oh, never mind. You said it.
Yeah. the only problem is, from what Valve has hinted at, is that once you pick up the gnome, it might as well be as if a boomer biled all over you, vomited on you, and all the infected go, ooh, look at that guy. He has a shiny gnome. Let's kill him. Valve has also recommended that you don't put the gnome down during traveling, as little as possible. Because a boomer can actually come up, and if you blow the boomer up without paying attention, the gnome actually, I'm guessing it has some sort of like crazy physics or something, because apparently it's supposed to be able to fly pretty far away.
It did that. If you're going for the Noam Chomsky achievement or whatever it was called in Left 4 Dead 2, just putting it down, it can be moved by the enemy, it can be blown up, it can be pushed for anywhere. I don't think they've changed the physics for that, I just think they added the whole boomer bile effect if you're holding it.
Okay.
It sounds really fun, but I don't have the passing yet. I want to buy it at some point, so...
Now, do know, you're not, vomited on once you pick it up. It's just the idea being that, once you pick it up, all the infected are going to turn to you.
Yeah, so you're kind of like that ugly kid in the corner in school
Now,
who gets
this
beat
is
up all the time.
campaign only, so enjoy getting
Hey, if
angry
you don't
and
have the
yelling at your
achievement, guess
teacher.
what? You can get 2 for 1 because there's an achievement for playing 5 different mutations, and you could play one of these as one of the mutations, and you can get the Noam Chomsky achievement or whatever it's called.
Hey, there you go.
Bad Company 2 has some new DLC announced for it by EA. You know, the guys that published the game. Ooh, scary.
Yeah.
We like you, EA. Don't kill me. The DLC is called Onslaught Mode, which is essentially Horde Mode or Firefight
You knew they had
or
to get that mode
Nazi
eventually, right?
Zombies or every other game mode. What are they called in every other game? That's basically what this is. It's you, 3 other friends, so in total it's 4 people if you can't count, which I can't. So you and four people are going to be fighting against AI on multiplayer maps trying to take objectives against said AI, which is kind of cool. And of course there's vehicles and stuff like that. So essentially you're just playing a game online. Instead of, you know, shooting other friends, you're shooting
So
random
it
AI.
actually has you work as a team for once. Okay, no.
Yeah, well, not like Battlefield Bad Company didn't have you work as a team beforehand. So it's basically like a rush mode but with bots. So that's definitely pretty cool. I'm looking kind of forward to it. If it's paid, I most likely won't buy it. And if, which they said it may be paid. And if it's already on the disc and it's paid content, like same way what they've done with all the other maps, I definitely won't buy it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to be willing to pay for something that's already on the maps. I'm not willing to pay for like the VIP codes for any of these games, just because it feels like a ripoff, because they're just giving us stuff that's already on the disc. Same with like Mass Effect and stuff like that.
I don't know. I guess my major problem with it is, games like Bad Company don't really come across to me as something that, really needs to have DLC on the disc already. To me, it seems
That's
like it
my
would.
problem. If it's already on the disc, if we pay $60 for it, we should get it. There shouldn't be anything keeping us from it. They're keeping people from actually the rest of the maps on the disc. They
Yeah.
say it's not actually ready. But in all honesty, if it's already on the disc, you could have just said before the game launched, patch the game, made it so you can use it instead of having to have the
I
unlock
mean,
code.
at least let us know. Don't just leave us here hanging. I mean, please be nice and say, hey, there's possibly some DLC on there that we'd like to release in the future. So this
Yeah,
way,
well,
don't
I
pull
don't.
this crap or have to pay for something that's already sitting there, just not activated.
Yeah, if they're gonna release something that's already on the disc, release it free. Don't ever do something like this where they're making people pay. Because I've talked to a few people who said, you know, if you buy it new, you're getting the DLC free. Why do you care? Because there are people who have bought it used and have to pay $15 for the code,
Yeah.
and they're paying more for the game in the end. And even though it's supporting the developer, they paid for the disc. They've paid full price, basically full price for the
Yeah.
disc. Currently, it's $55, so it's $5 cheaper. So that's used. So I mean, it's pretty stupid to me.
Honestly, if they're gonna keep doing this, it kind of makes me a little worried that, oh, we're gonna put, DLC on the disc and it's just not activated. Well,
Then we're gonna charge you down the road
yeah, I
for
was
it.
about to say, what if they just charge it
Remember
right there on the
Resident
price,
Evil?
where when you buy the game, you're also buying for the future DLC, like it, increases the price just because they've got DLC on there. Oh.
Yeah, I'm not buying into games that do that. The next DLC for Bad Company 2 is coming out soon, which is a few of the other maps on the disc are going to be unlocked. They're not new maps, but they're just unlocked for other game modes, which again is seeming kind of stupid to me because they're just locking it for some game modes and then saying it's new maps by unlocking them for others when they're not really new. That's my problem. I mean, I'd be more willing to pay for new maps, you know, if they really are new, not something that's already on the disc. So that's my main point here. It's pretty stupid. So anyway, since we're talking about DLC, might as well swap. Red Dead Redemption for the PS3 is getting exclusive DLC. Yeah, exclusive DLC. That's about all I've got. It's just exclusive
That's
DLC.
about it. It's just, hey, look, look
It
forward to some
comes with like
DLC.
some sort of saloon and a costume for your character, and that's
Well, it's
about
an
it.
old Western game. Why wouldn't it be in a saloon? Like, you could have like a giant war in the old West and it being a freaking saloon.
So I mean, that's really about it. It's nothing that really strikes me as really cool. Because I mean, if it was like the Joker again, then I'm like, yay! And I'll be sad because I've only got a 360. I mean, that's kind of cool though. They're finally getting exclusive DLC for a game I'm not going to be able to buy on the PS3.
They're actually getting exclusive DLC for a PS3. That's almost unheard of. Just say.
You're kidding, right? No,
I mean, yeah.
anyway.
Since we're on the PS3, all you MAG owners who may be DLC dry, game dry, and looking for another reason to play MAG, you just might get your answer according to a survey that was recently released by Sony.
What?
assuming it was randomly sent out to
I didn't get it.
random people, but there's a, well, actually blatant hints in here that there's a possibility for DLC. Now, whether it's in production or not, or in development or not, we don't know, because a lot of it comes across as if they're trying things. It asks one thing such as, would you be willing to pay this much or this much for, like, extra maps, extra characters, whatever? Or would you be willing to pay? I think one of the things they actually had on the survey was 99 cents a month. I don't know whether that would include tax or not, but for an extra character slot. So I think they're just kind of poking around, seeing what would work with DLC. But the way it comes across is that there's definitely DLC that's going to be on the way for all you MAG people.
Well,
So.
real quick, if you didn't get the other surveys before, so far most of the surveys Sony sent out have been true before. They sent a server to me a couple months back, actually like maybe a year ago, I'm not quite sure, asking about a comic service. Would you be interested in a comic service for your PSP? Yes. Would you pay monthly for it? How much? $5 a month seems cool for unlimited comics.
Yeah.
Per comic, would you pay a dollar? Yeah, that seems pretty cool if I don't pay for the service. Stuff like that. They did the same thing. Look what they've introduced, a comic service using some of the same stuff that was done in the survey.
Yeah.
So a few surveys that they've done, that at least Sony have done, have ended up being true quite a few times. So
I actually think personally, I think they're actually getting on a good path with this. I don't know. I guess I wouldn't be too objective to any other company, sending out surveys rather than just giving me DLC that's probably gonna suck. Send out a survey and find out what I want, what that other guy wants. I like the idea, but that's me.
yeah, I mean, I don't mind it. I kind of like the idea of paying a dollar a month. I mean, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
That isn't a lot. I just don't think you should pay a dollar a month for one extra slot for a character.
Yeah.
One. It seems a little bit more worthwhile
I
if it was a little more
agree.
than
But
one.
once again, it does come across as they're just, trying things. People think of this and that, and if that doesn't work, scrap it.
Yeah. I
So.
mean, it would also be a little weird, knowing with the whole, considering MAG's a big thing, MAG's a big game, giving DLC out and having people pay for it, because then it would kind of divide the community up. And because there's so many people playing in one game, it's gonna be like half the people that own MAG are gonna have the DLC and the other half aren't, so it's gonna make it longer to load and stuff like that. Now, I don't actually own the game, so I don't know how many people play it a day, but I'm pretty sure it probably doesn't have as big of a community or population as Killzone does yet.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's definitely gonna cause an impact by doing something like that. It just seems
I
smarter
don't know.
just to go.
I think it'll work okay with MAG, but I wouldn't expect too much to happen with the game until, a sequel is hit. I think the sequel will actually get a lot more attention, considering this one was, I don't know if that's gonna work or not. But yeah, I just
I
figured
don't know if your face is going to work or not.
I'd throw
Anyway,
it out. Nice.
since we're on the subject of talking about DLC and we can't seem to avoid it any week we talk about it, we have more Modern Warfare, more for, dab, 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 dab. We have more Modern Warfare 2 news.
Can we
Anyway.
please stop talking about? I mean, Modern Warfare will not go away, okay? We're gonna be sitting here 3 years from now, stupid Activision and stupid Infinity Ward, or like that one guy left in Infinity Ward, are gonna be duking this out, and we'll
The
still be
one guy
talking about
working
it
on Call of Duty 800.
for years. Yeah. We expect you to have this done by next week.
Yeah, anyway. They announced the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 Resurgence map pack. Detailed, yada, 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 yada. It's going to be 1,200 Microsoft points, which is $15. And
Again.
it'll be released on June 3rd. And will include five maps. Two of them are from Call of Duty 4 again, which I'm not too
It's
angry
the
about.
same old
And three new
formula,
ones.
guys.
So we got Vacant, the wide open Russian office complex from COD 4. Strike, the urban town surrounded by hotels from COD 4. Yay. I like Vacant a lot. Carnival, an abandoned carnival area with a Ferris wheel, fun house, and other attractions. That sounds pretty nifty. Trailer park full of super tight corridors and featuring a pool. Okay, that's really weird. And fuel station, a sniper heaven based around an oil refinery. So. Fuel looks kind of like a bigger version of Rust, just saying. But, that's me.
So
And that's just
everybody,
from
get
one
ready to,
screenshot I
pull
have.
your wallets out and pay $15 for five maps and stuff. Yay!
Wrong map. No, I mean, I kind of like it. I don't mind. I like the way these maps look. So I'm kind of excited. I don't know if I'm willing to pay 15 freaking bucks. Is that a tank? That's a tank in this picture for multiplayer in this picture.
That's a little bit worrisome, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very worrisome. I think it's buried in the sand. That's a bit of a relief, but I swear to God, if one map includes a movable tank, I will beat you over the head, Infinity Ward.
I remember Treyarch tried this, and from what I understand, people aren't really the happiest with that.
Anyway, we have more Call of Duty news.
We
If
have
you
more
remember
Call
a
of
minute
Duty.
ago when we were talking about the whole having one person work on a game,
Activision poopy.
this is
Yeah.
basically the same
This
concept.
goes back to Activision, and, well, let's just say that Activision is preoccupied. All right,
Very occupied.
we understand now that Raven Software
The guys that
is,
made Wolverine, the good one.
yes, and also in producing developing Singularity
Yay.
are working for a map pack on Call of Duty Black Ops, which isn't due out until November.
Confirmed on this podcast, breaking news.
Breaking news right now. Here it is.
Black Ops map pack coming out next year,
Because of
sometime.
Activision's little scuffle with Infinity Ward, perhaps they're stretched to the limit or something. I don't know. All we know is that they're having to assign substitute developers to work on different components on the Call of Duty franchise. So that could mean
It's
anything
kind of
from
turning into Frankenstein, if you've ever seen any of those movies where it looks all patched up and such.
Now that could be
So.
turning anything into, other companies working on entire games besides just Treyarch. Or it could just be more DLC for the future, but
Well, remember, we've also got Sledgehammer Games working on a Call of Duty. So there's a bunch of developers under Activision working on Call of Duty games. Guarantee you the next game's going to be called something along the lines of Call of Duty Future Warfare or something like that, made by Bungie.
Well, since we're all in this, whole betting thing, I'm gonna go ahead and cast a bet that, Respawn Entertainment's running over to EA. Well, I'm willing to bet here. I'm gonna bet $1. Because I'm cheap, that in 7 years, EA is going to do something to piss Respawn Entertainment off. Guess who Respawn Entertainment goes running to?
Microsoft.
Activision. I was going to say Activision, but
Yeah, or Square Enix. That'd be cool.
that would be hilarious. Then we'd have female-looking men running around throwing guns at each other with giant swords.
Anyway, since we're at the whole subject of Call of Duty games and other ones they're going to be working on, Activision decided to be smart to register Call of Duty domains more, actually, a lot more. So here are some of the names they've registered. Call of Duty Future Warfare, hint what I did a minute ago. Call of Duty Secret Warfare, come on, secret. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, that does not sound like a Ghost Recon title at all. Call of Duty Space Warfare, also does not sound like a very weird game. And they've also had trademark versions of each of these games with twos and threes at the end for sequels. So these don't necessarily mean that it's actually going to be real games, but they're trademarking things just in case.
Now, the only way
So.
they could rip off Ghost Recon anymore is if they went out and found their own guy who was a military guy who wrote books about war and stuff, and then, got him to put his name
It'd
on
be
their
even better if the
game.
new main character of a Call of Duty game is voiced by Michael Ironside.
And then Ironside will complain about how the character doesn't have enough emotion, and then they're just gonna, start pooping out games.
Like
Oh,
they
man.
aren't already doing
I know.
that.
Well,
Anyway.
so we've got the whole registering trademarks for all the Call of Duties and whatnot. Well, let's go ahead
Speaking
and
of
get back to
servers.
let's go ahead and get back to Call of Duty Black Ops, which we found out that it's going to have dedicated servers. First, we found out for the 360, and shortly thereafter, it was definitely confirmed for the PC, which also confirms the PC release.
Which was a note.
Well, I do have to admit, for a moment
Want to
there,
make
I
money.
was a little bit worried, considering, Modern Warfare
I have
2
no
didn't
doubt.
make too many PC owners happy. Yay!
That was a quick
Dedicated
story.
servers for all you people. Have fun.
Yeah. I guess we get to talk about the next little bit of news and
You mean we
info.
actually get to get away from Call of Duty? Man, this
No,
is
actually
great.
they announced a new Call of Duty game just now.
Oh, man.
coming soon, announced by Ubisoft, is Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Ooh, shiny, doesn't... This is that rumored Assassin's Creed game that's multiplayer, which, of course, is named Brotherhood, which I keep wanting to say Bloodline because that was a PSP game.
Be forewarned, do not get this mixed up with any Assassin's Creed 3 or anything. I do have to admit that I was in a GameStop the other day, and let's just say one of the employees was advertising the game actually as Assassin's Creed 3, so be forewarned.
It's not. It's 2.5. Same engine, same everything, just multiplayer. Let's see here. It's set in the living, breathing, and unpredictable city of Rome. It's expecting to last at least 15 hours and sees Ezio recruiting and training promising young assassins for deployment across the historical capital. You can fix up Rome this time around instead of fixing up the town you had in the original game. So that's pretty cool. It'll change depending on everything all the stuff you're doing. I don't know how many players it's going to be. Apparently, Da Vinci will be in there, and a few of the other main characters are going to be in the game, just like from the original one. I'm pretty sure this will most likely take place either right at the end of Assassin's Creed 2, or it'll happen during that little timeline lapse where they lost a few years. But the DLC supposedly fixed that. I didn't play the DLC, so I'm just speculating. So, who knows?
I have to admit, I'm a little bit worried about the multiplayer. I honestly don't know if Assassin's Creed really needs multiplayer.
Shut up, it's made by the dudes that did Splinter Cell Chaos Theory.
I know, but at this point, I'm going to go ahead and be biased and say that, Assassin's Creed 1 works so well in single player. Assassin's Creed 2, well, if you listen to the last podcast, you'll hear my views on the second one. But I don't know, for it being single player twice now, it just feels really awkward to put it in multiplayer and say, have fun, this is a multiplayer slash single player game.
Well, it's just a spinoff, so and they're not doing like they did with Bioshock, where it's a whole sequel to the thing meant to continue the story.
Yeah.
So I'm not worried about it, because this isn't going to be continuing, what's the name, main character's name in real life? I keep wanting to say Martin. It's not Martin.
But, it's the delivery boy guy.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway... it's not gonna be continuing his story, but apparently it's also gonna have class-based systems and stuff like that, with each character having signature moves and weapons and killing moves, which seems pretty cool. And I suspect, and a lot of people suspect, that we'll see more about it most likely during E3, and we'll probably get a release date for sometime around November 19th, like the last ones have been released at, just like every other Assassin's Creed has been released on. So, yay! I'm really excited about this story, non-enthusiastic way.
Well,
I really am.
Well, like I say, if the multiplayer thing doesn't scare me enough, I don't know. Hopefully they fix some stuff from Assassin's Creed 2 that I didn't really like. But
hopefully
once
they
again,
fix your face.
Once again, if you listen to our last podcast, you'll find out all the stuff about that I did not like about Assassin's Creed 2.
Oh,
sorry, I didn't finish
anything,
the game.
Anything he says is wrong. It's a great game. Way
oh,
better than the first.
Come on.
No, shut up. Nope.
It was not as fun as the first one. No, I am not just putting down this time. I did not enjoy it as much as I did the first one.
No.
You know what? Let's just get Assassin's Creed 3 out and we'll all be happy. How about that? Agreed?
No.
Agreed. Wait a minute here.
I'm going to win this argument by being like a rock.
All right. Well, if you were completely excited for that Assassin's Creed 2 news, then you'll be completely excited for the video that was put out for Dead Space 2.
Or be completely and totally not caring.
Basically, all it is a developer or part of the team, a team member, confirming that the game is going to stick to its horror genre and not go into a run and gun.
I was afraid it would turn into Gears of War.
And
a game I might actually buy.
But my one problem with it is he does not even try to... He mentions it. That's all he does. He mentions it. But does not even try to explain why Isaac talks to himself so you can hear his thoughts. I don't care about his thoughts. I thought I was supposed to be the one, playing this character. This is me experiencing this, not the guy on the screen. But hey, that's me. I'm the story-driven guy. Also, it's slated for release on March 21st, 2011, so enjoy watching for news for an entire year.
We're going to slap a giant supposedly on that, because I didn't hear about this date until like today, and neither did he. So, unless that was at the end of that video.
Right now, if it's corrected, then we'll update.
Yeah, and if we're right now and we're like the first to give you this news, we're awesome.
That's how
Yeah.
awesome we are. We've been awesome today, injecting news where we're just talking about regular stuff, just like going from one news segment to the next. We're just kicking butt today. I would use other words, but then I would have to bleep them out, and I don't feel like doing that.
Well, I should screw this up then in about 2 seconds.
All right.
No. Let's go ahead and get to the next bit of news, which I'm particularly excited for. More characters have been announced. Marvel vs. Capcom 3 game. Yeah, I'm really excited. The main one that they announced was Dante. Young Dante from Devil May Cry 3. Because if you didn't know, Dante in Devil May Cry 3 is a prequel to Devil May Cry 1. So it's like, yay, it's confusing. Which is great. I'm really excited for that. And they also announced three other characters, which would be Captain America. I don't care. Felicia. Don't care. They're both from the second game. And a newcomer, which I'm really excited about, Deadpool. If you don't like Deadpool, or you don't know who Deadpool is, I don't know what to tell you. You suck. That's all I gotta say.
Is it okay if I don't know who Deadpool is? Because I really don't.
I'm gonna kill you with a bat.
I'm sorry. The only place I've ever seen Deadpool is in Wolverine Origins, and well, X-Men
He's
Origins.
like a crucial part to the X-Men's, at least Wolverine stories, at least the way that goes. Let's see here. Currently, right now, we have a total count of 10 characters. I'm not going to bother mentioning the other characters because if you've seen a trailer by now, you know. And it's supposedly out of 30. We don't know if that's going to be the max amount in the game, but they mentioned they'll have a minimum of 30 characters. So we're going off that base. So they may have more. We don't know. So they're probably going to just reveal 30 characters and then the rest are all unlockable. That could be pretty cool. Have like 70 other unlockable
Now,
characters.
the most they've had in one of the Marvel vs. Capcom is, what was it, 50-something characters? And that was
Yeah,
in
it was a
2,
little
wasn't it?
over. Yeah, I think it was a little over 50 and 2.
So hopefully they'll be able to at least beat that by, I'd say at least 6, something like that. That'd be nice. But hey,
Yeah, a
that's
lot of
me.
people are hoping that they will, and considering they just said right now they want to try to shoot for at least 30, I'm hoping and they're probably going to add them as DLC. That's a no
Yeah.
duh. If they don't max that out by the time the game's lifetime's up, because Marvel vs. Capcom 2 lasted almost 10 years
Yeah, it's
before.
still used, isn't it, in championships and whatnot?
Yeah, and they just released it as an Xbox Live Arcade game. People love it. So they're most likely going to end up supporting this with a lot of content. And after the game's content, the final amount of content's out, they'll most likely release an ultra super awesome edition, like
Yeah.
totally,
Well,
like they have for other Grand Theft Auto games.
hopefully they put a Sheva in there, 'cause I'm sorry, Chris is freaking me out a little bit. I didn't want, buff muscle man in there with a gun, but you know
I
what?
don't think we need any other RE characters in there unless they add Leon. Personally, I'm just happy that they added Beautiful Joe and that they added Dante and they've added Deadpool, and that's pretty much going to make me buy it, even though I'm not a big fan of Marvel vs. Capcom. I liked Marvel vs. Capcom 2, but I'm just not good at it.
I've never. I want to say I played. Wasn't the first one originally in arcades or something like that?
The first one was in arcades and on like
Okay,
Dreamcast
because
or
I
something like
know
that.
I played it
And
at
PlayStation
one
1.
point, but I haven't played it since. So, yeah, that's all I
Yeah,
have for you.
I played it a few times. I'm kind of, but that's me.
Oh well.
Anyway, continuing on
So
to
well,
something else.
since we've got most of our important news out of the way, I'm gonna go ahead and hop on some MMO news that we've got. Yes,
No. Go to no.com.
Wait, why no.com?
There's a
No.
website called no.com.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I'm gonna have to link dump that. I gotta go find it. I don't remember how many O's it has though. I think it's like 12. And
Oh. Okay.
I think it's based off the Star Wars. No, I
Oh.
think. It's got that video that plays on the site the second you go there, kind of like the end of the internet site. What was it?
Yeah, it's
www.www.com.com or
one of
something
the
like that.
ones that I remember using StumbleUpon, which is a nice add-on for Firefox, by the way, for all you people.
If Firefox works for you.
Anyways, hopping back onto MMO news before we go completely off track and never finish
Let's go
this
off
and sit here
track.
for
Come
like 2 hours. We've got some Guild Wars 2 and some Star Wars: The Old
Just deal with the
Republic.
first one first. Don't get ahead of yourself, man. You're hurting the
I know, I gotta
listeners.
take it slow. I'm tired today.
Confusing me.
Real
And I
bit.
mean them.
All right, we've got Guild Wars 2, which unfortunately it's pretty lame news. It's pretty bad. What they addressed for fans, I'm guessing this might matter to them, but for those who've played it, when you go to do a quest, They say that, oh, the environments look so real and blah 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 blah. I disagree. Anyways, that the little exclamation marks or whatnot that they have above their head to indicate they have a quest or whatever, that it kind of takes out of the environment, and that the environment doesn't change when you do a quest or anything. It's all the same always. So what they're doing in Guild Wars 2, or at least attempting to do, is they're gonna completely do away with the little indication of them having a quest. Somehow or another, you'll know that this person has a quest without a giant exclamation mark. Also, when you finish a quest, somehow or another, the environment's supposed to change. I mean,
I'm
literally,
pretty
that's it.
sure that the way it's supposed to work is their hat's gonna start talking to you.
Oh,
Like in Legend of Zelda. Yep.
are you doing this just because you played Zelda all day today?
Pretty much. No, I literally. I played Pokemon more than I did Zelda today. I've spent the entire day grinding on Pokemon just to freaking. Ugh. The only reason why I hate Pokemon. Grinding. God. Anyway, yes, the hat in the Legend of Zelda Minish Cap. Talks. It's like
Well, of
really
course,
funny.
Minish Cap, the actual cap that, yeah. Anyways.
Shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. The ha the
Ah,
hats
I know.
and Guild Wars need to talk. If they do not talk, the game will be denounced and will not exist.
It'll still be free. By the way, if any of you didn't know, World of Warcraft has been losing quite a few numbers to actually Dungeons and Dragons for some odd reason, mostly. It actually
Because
knocked
it's just
Guild
a
Wars
similar.
2. It actually knocked Guild Wars out of the third spot, I think it was, for number of people online, I guess. Anyways, the point being is, yay, World of Warcraft's dying. Sorry. While I did enjoy it for a month, and I kind of want to go back and play it again, we've got to make room for the Old Republic. Come on now.
Well,
Which.
speaking of free, before you get onto that, because you mentioned free, and I want to go ahead and break your whole little chain here.
Oh.
This is dealing with PC real quick, and I'm personally excited. Until like the 26th of May or something like that, Portal is free on Steam.
Matt.
Completely and totally free. No strings attached. And they're doing that in celebration of the launch of Steam for Mac, which is like
Too
awesome.
bad
And
that. Too bad for the people who don't have Macs. They've already bought it, of course. So,
Well,
sorry, guys.
even if you don't, you can still go and get the game for free, which is what I'm planning on doing. I'm gonna go hijack a
Which,
laptop,
by the way,
download it for
Mike,
free, and it'll be on my account for my laptop when I get one.
which by the way, Mike, those like me who have already purchased Portal, you can't purchase it again.
I know that. I'm just saying, for people who don't have it, you can get it for free.
What? There's like five people out there huddling in a corner going, "We don't like Portal."
Or there's those people who are just getting Steam, you know. We've met over the past couple of days. We met somebody who didn't even know what Steam was.
Yeah,
Okay?
but they probably didn't even know what a computer was either.
Yeah, that's true.
Can I get back to my news now before we start going stupid?
Fine. If only I could talk about Legend of Zelda some more.
Maybe a little bit, but
No,
preferably
go,
after
go,
the Old
go,
Republic.
go. Shut up, go.
All right. Now, I was going to say, speaking of the Old Republic, we've got a new species that was announced today and a little bit more in depth on the class advancement and whatnot. We've got the species, which is called the Rotataki. Okay, I'm going to do the best I can here. Rotataki. I think that's how it's pronounced. Anyways, if any of you
Rasataki?
have seen the Expanded Universe, as well as what was it on Cartoon Network, Star Wars, Clone Wars, if you remember Saw's Ventress, the white woman who always tried to kill Anakin and whatnot,
Ventress.
it's basically her race, white, weird looking, and bald, and yeah. Anyways, also we've got some more in-depth details on the classes, where you can choose one of eight classes, to be besides what species you choose. And each of those classes split into, I'm assuming, two advanced career choices per class, for a total of 16 career choices. All that basically amounts to is that no matter which class you choose, you're gonna have to make a choice eventually between choices, or maybe you can choose both. I don't know, but yeah, that's your in-depth news for the Old Republic. Lots of news, I know, right?
Yes, it's my turn now.
Just a little bit.
Microsoft had thrown out, or actually announced, that apparently Cirque du Soleil is going to be at their E3 press event. And I would tell you the days, but we had a technological difficulty. So, Alex, check the days that this is supposed to be happening. Now.
Got it.
Live. Do it live. Come on.
We are doing
But
this
anyway,
live.
Cirque du Soleil is they're really popular, like circus act and stuff like that from Canada. And somehow they managed to get them to do the E3 press conference for them. I don't know. I think it's during the all age event, which is the Natal event, but I could be completely and totally wrong. Granted, it would be pretty cool having one of them dressed up as like Master Chief flying around in the air or something.
Remember that one time? What was it? Something where they had like Master Chief shoot Pong, the Pong line or whatever.
Yeah, I know, right?
June 13th.
Yay, okay, so yeah, that's when it will happen.
So yeah, June 13th for all this Natal stuff plus Cirque du Soleil, or Soleil.
Also, along the lines of this, Jeff Keighley, like yesterday night, I forgot to put this in our link dump, mentioned that they've got coverage, Spike TV has coverage of the Microsoft press event. Now, we don't know if that means that G4 isn't going to be doing coverage of Microsoft's part of the event, or if they're both going to do coverage simultaneously. I know that the coverage that Spike's doing will be uninterrupted, high definition, live stream of the event, up to the minute, stuff like that. And so is G4's, like they do every year. So I don't know if it's exclusive to just Spike, but I'm going to find out. I'll try my best to find out if it's just going to be Spike or if they're both going to be airing the same stuff.
If it is for some odd reason, broadcasted as exclusive, the only thing I could assume is that, Spike would get some things that G4 wouldn't be able to, but that's just my guess.
Which would probably be the Natal event.
Yeah.
Either that or it would be the M-rated event, which is the adult event, which you have to be like 17 or
In-depth
up to do.
hands-on caressing of an Atoll device.
Yeah. The other thing is, since we talked about anime earlier with Pokemon and crap, they announced two new Dragon Ball Z games. One being Dragon Ball Z Raging Blast 2, I think is what it's called, and the other one
Yes.
being Dragon Ball Z Budokai Tenkaichi Tag or something like that, or Dragon Ball Z Tenkaichi Tag. Which Tenkaichi Tag is a PSP only game. It's basically a new fighting game with tag elements of up to like four people or something like that. And the other one's just a sequel to the other game that came out on like PS3 and 360 a while back. They come out sometime this fall in Japan, which also may mean they come out in the US at the same time. Who knows though?
Yay, more Dragon Ball Z that I won't
Yeah.
be playing.
I know,
Sorry
right?
guys, I played Dragon Ball Z on the PS2 and then I found other things.
Legend of Zelda.
Unfortunately, in movie news, the
Bad
movies
segue.
didn't find anything new. Iron Man 2 is still on top. Robin Hood didn't even make a dent.
Poke.
Searching the internet here, we've got Iron Man 2 with an assumed 15 million and Robin Hood bringing in an assumed 13.1 million and everything else below that dropping into the single digits, and I mean five and below.
Let's see, the only other bit of news we have is the another iPhone was found in Vietnam, oddly enough. Huh? I wonder how it got there. And of course it's an iPhone 4G. This one may actually boot. When they turned it on, they got an Inferno logo, fire, woo! And they actually got the lock screen this time around. So that's if that part wasn't shot. That was all done in picture. They also, took the device apart and found the same processor that the iPad uses in the new iPhone, so obviously it's going to be really, really fast. And the screws at the bottom are gone that were on the Gizmodo version, which leads to believe that this is a more finished version. So that's awesome. That means they're nearing it being done, and I can't get my hands on one. And I don't think I want to at the rate this is going, especially with how much these people paid for it. Like what, $4,000 or $5,000? Jesus freaking H Christ, I'm not doing that. I'm not even rich. But yeah, it looks real. It doesn't look fake like you would think most, devices would
It
be, so.
probably is because it probably is real because apparently Apple can't keep a lock on their stuff, and apparently Steve Jobs, you suck at putting a master lock on a freaking case. You should do that more often.
No, they let testers go out and test the
Yeah,
phone
I
and stuff
know,
like
but it
that in
still
different
comes
regions.
across as, Apple kind of sucks at
Which
keeping
is
things
funny
from the
because
download.
Apple leaked another thing like earlier today, like a new laptop model as well. A new version of their MacBook Pro Air or something like that, or their MacBook Pro Core units, which indicates that their entry units, which are usually the not necessarily the best version of, the models they have, are getting an upgrade, a slightly better processor and graphics card and stuff like that. Which seems really cool, and starting at like 1,000, which isn't necessarily too bad. So that's pretty freaking cool.
So.
But they keep leaking stuff. They can't seem to stop leaking stuff.
Good job, Apple. Good
Indeed.
job to all of you and your iPhone leaking ways. Oh,
yep.
Well, that's going to be
Yeah.
like the most, I have to admit, I heard someone say, I can't remember who it was, that's got to be the most boring conference ever when they actually unveil the new iPhone, because everybody's going to know everything about it, so.
I guarantee you when that conference happens, they're going to have at least one thing we don't already all know.
Yeah, one thing among the other 23 things that we've already heard about, thanks to Gizmodo and Little Vietnam over there.
Oh, and of course all the stuff that was leaked on in the OS that they found.
Yes.
So there's bound to be more things happening. We'll find out most likely. Anyway, I'm out of news. Yay!
I am too. I'm dripping dry.
I guess.
So. Yeah, so it's y'all's choices in a sense. Y'all can't respond. You've got the one choice
email
to
us.
sit here with us
We'll
for
wait.
the next 15 minutes, or we can go ahead and end this early. So it's like a day of class. Like, do you want to get out early? Or you want to sit here and learn some more stuff?
I don't know. Do we have anything we want to talk about this week whatsoever? I mean, I don't really have anything except I've been playing Zelda a lot, and I want to get back to that.
I found out that on my original gamer tag that I had a long time ago, I obviously had more achievements than I do now in Oblivion. Because apparently I only have like half now, but back then I only had like 5 more achievements to go. I hate switching gamer tags.
Makes you wonder why you did that.
Well, no, see what happened was I was stupid when I got Xbox
Live. You all know
Live.
you're stupid.
Yeah, shut up, you. When I got Xbox Live, I was new to all this stuff, so I didn't realize I could just upgrade my account at that time to gold. So I created an entirely new one. So then I lost all my achievements and all my progress. And by the way, is it good or bad that I'm having a hard time remembering if we had achievements when the 360 first came out?
That's bad that you can't remember that. Did I mention what episode number this week? Because I don't remember doing that at the beginning of the show.
Wow! Apparently we're both having issues here. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Episode number 4, by the way.
If I didn't mention that. Yeah, it's 4. We're a little late to be saying that now, though.
We left you guessing. We just wanted you to be, all in awe. At
from the way we did the opening, though, it's different than before.
But yeah, it works. See, now you know what it's for. Better late than never, right?
Yep. I guess I can talk about a little something I did. I got bored last night, so I figured out how to make my Wiimote. If you didn't know, Wiimotes are Bluetooth. I was able to actually control games on my iPod with a Wiimote, which was really fun.
I kind of want to do it with my laptop. I remember someone on YouTube showing off the Wiimote playing Half-Life 2 on his laptop. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that seems a little difficult. I'd rather use a 360 controller for that.
Well, you can,
that's
the problem.
That's
you can't
my next
use 360
step.
For it, though. The Source games won't allow 360 controllers.
I'm sure there's a mod out there or something like that.
Yeah, probably. But then again, do you really want to go through all that searching, or do you just want to play it because you spent the last night
I don't know. At the rate I've been going with finding stuff the past couple of days, I'm pretty up for it. Yeah, I mean, I want to get the 360 controllers to work on the iPhone. That'd be really freaking cool. They've already got magic mouses working on there and keyboards and stuff. That's what I should try doing, is getting my keyboard to work.
How would that work, though?
All it does is, if you have it jailbroken, you can get an app that'll change the Bluetooth settings. So this way you can use more than just a restricted set of Bluetooth. Like, instead of just using Bluetooth headphones and stuff like that, you can actually use other things, like the Wiimotes are Bluetooth, so you could use that. Or you could use Bluetooth keyboards, which I don't have a Bluetooth keyboard that I know of. Or other stuff like that, so which is really cool.
Huh.
And if you have a magic mouse, you can use that too, which is great.
Which would make it easier, because I know typing on the phone or iPod or whatnot, the keyboard on there can be finicky at times. And the autocorrect can be really frustrating at times.
The autocorrect is annoying, but typing on there is really easy and it's fast. It's not. It's way easier than on my MyTouch 3G.
Yeah.
Keyboard doesn't even work on there.
So I guess we've tortured you people enough. You know where to find us. We've got Twitter. You've got my Twitter, Alex A Aftershock, or my Xbox Live Gamer Tag. At Grievous, capital G, 977. Mike, if you would be so kind.
My Twitter is at xshadowdreamer x, which is also my Xbox Live gamer tag. You can also get a hold of us at Aftershock Forum, which is the Twitter for our forums. You can also use our website, aftershockforums.up-your.com. We also have a WordPress, which is aftershockmedia.wordpress.com. Which is where we post the latest news, our reviews and our latest podcasts as well, with link dumps and such like that, which we also link to on the forum. You can get us on iTunes. We're Aftershock Podcast on iTunes. There's a few of us, but, you know, we're the only real cool ones. We're coming soon to the Zoom Marketplace, which I've still got to fix after, you know, 4 episodes. Oh, you can also email us if you have any questions or if you have any concerns or anything you want us to talk about on the show. You can email us at aftershockpodcast@yahoo.com or aftershockforms369@yahoo.com, which is our forum email, if you have any concerns about the forum, if you don't feel like posting about it on there.
Because you're lazy, which you suck.
Yeah,
you should post
really lazy. Please register for the forum, please. We could use more people. So, I guess that's it.
So, I guess we're out of here. This is Alex and
Mike. We'll see you on the next episode of the Aftershock Podcast. Bye.
See you later.